from that wonderful world of make-believe, the palace in the sky, the Imperial Players present Little Red Riding Hood.
There was once a little girl who was loved by everyone, but especially by her grandmother, who could not do enough for her. Once the old lady made her granddaughter a little red hooded cape, and the child liked it so much that she wore it almost all the time. So she was called Red Riding Hood by everyone. One day her mother called her and said,
"Red Riding Hood, I want you to take some fresh bread and cakes to grandmother. She's not well enough to bake for herself. Besides, it will do her good to see you."
The mother put the bread and the cakes in a basket and covered them with a clean napkin. Then she said,
"Go quickly, but don't run or you may stumble and fall on the tree roots in the path. But don't loiter either."
Red Riding Hood promised she would do as her mother wished and set out. Now her grandmother lived in the woods, some distance from the village. As Red Riding Hood walked along, she met a wolf. She did not know what a wicked beast he was, so she was not in the least afraid.
"Good morning, Red Riding Hood,"
he said, making his voice sweet.
"Good morning, Wolf,"
she answered.
"Where are you going so early, Little Red Riding Hood?"
"To Grandmother's house."
"And what do you have in your basket?"
"A loaf of bread and some cakes. Granny isn't very well and cannot bake for herself."
"Oh, that's too bad. Where does your grandmother live?"
"Just at the edge of the clearing,"
said Red Riding Hood. The wicked wolf grinned to himself. "What a tender little morsel she will make," he thought, smacking his lips. "The grandmother will do nicely, too. I'll be cunning and snap them both up." Then he said,
"It's such a beautiful day. There's no need to hurry to your granny's. Why don't you stop and pick her some flowers? Nothing will please her more than flowers from her little granddaughter."
Red Riding Hood looked about and saw the pretty flowers, and, forgetting what her mother had said about loitering, stopped here and there picking them. The wolf said goodbye softly and trotted off to grandmother's cottage. He knocked on the door.
"Who is it?"
called the grandmother in a weak voice.
"It's Red Riding Hood, Granny, bringing you fresh bread and cakes,"
answered the wolf, making his voice small.
"Just press the latch, child,"
the grandmother cried. The wolf pressed the latch and pushed open the door. He walked in, and before the poor grandmother knew what was happening, he opened his mouth and with one gulp swallowed her up. Then he put on a nightgown and cap and got into bed and drew the curtains. Red Riding Hood, meanwhile, picked a big bunch of flowers. Then she came to the clearing and saw that the sun was overhead. It was almost noon.
"I am very late,"
she thought, and hurried toward her grandmother's house. How surprised she was to see the door standing open. When she went in, everything seemed strange and dark and silent. Without knowing just why, she was frightened.
"Good morning, Grandmother,"
she called, but there was no answer. Then she went to the bed and drew back the curtains. Grandmother was asleep, or so it seemed, and her cap was drawn far over her face.
"Oh, Grandmother, what big ears you have,"
cried Red Riding Hood.
"The better to hear you with, my dear,"
said the wolf, pushing back the cap and looking at the little girl.
"But, Grandmother, what big eyes you have."
"The better to see you with, my dear."
"What big hands you have, Grandmother."
"The better to catch you with, my dear."
"But, Grandmother, what big teeth you have."
all the better to eat you in!
Snarled the wolf. With that, he sprang out of bed and swallowed Red Riding Hood right up. Then he went back to bed and was soon snoring loudly. A woodsman passing the cottage heard the snoring and said to himself,
"Something must be wrong with old Granny. I've never heard her snore so loudly. I'll just step in and see if all is well."
So he went into the house, and there he saw the wolf, fast asleep in the old lady's bed.
"You old sinner,"
said the woodsman,
"at last I shall have the pleasure of killing you. You've troubled the countryside long enough, and now your time has come."
He took his knife and slit the hide of the wolf, and at once he saw the bright color of Red Riding Hood's cape. After another stroke of the knife, out sprang the little girl. The old grandmother, too, came out alive, though very weak. Red Riding Hood brought big stones with which they filled the wolf. And when he woke and tried to run away, he fell down dead. The woodsman skinned the wolf and took the hide home to make a rug for his hearth. Granny ate some fresh bread and soon began to feel stronger. As for Little Red Riding Hood, she thought, "When Mother sends me on an errand and says not to loiter, I never will again."